is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
We are live at The Pint every Saturday between noon and 2 right here on Edmonton Sports Radio Team 1260. It's Alan Mitchell with your emails. Welcome, nationradio at theteam1260.com. Spent a few minutes talking a little bit about Nation Radio, noon to 2 Saturdays, what you'd like to see, what we have coming up. We're going to do the Draft Day 2 show here, probably noon to 4, noon to 3, something like that. It'll be a very busy weekend for the Edmonton Oilers. The Friday night is round 1, but they're going to be obviously busy with at least one or two selections in round 2. And some trades likely. So we'll be down here live. Love to have you come down and join us as well. So some things to check out in the next little while. Stay tuned. We'll be talking about that in the next little while. Also, leading up to the draft, there's a lot of Edmonton Oilers fans who follow the draft very, very closely. If you're a member of the Logosphere, you know that Speeds from Hockey Symposium and Blue Bullet, who posts on HF boards, are folks who spend like a lot of time looking at each year's draft and past drafts, noticing trends and evaluating and valuing players. And I think it's going to be a very interesting lead up to the draft. We're going to have those folks on, talking to them about why they feel particular players are going to be, you know, higher or lower. Their lists have a tendency to not look like everybody else's because they're evaluating based not necessarily on need or mock, but looking at what has value. And I think that if you follow drafts, if the NFL draft is on this weekend, it's very interesting. So many changes right now because there's no free agency. So a team like the Minnesota Vikings is picking a quarterback in the first round who maybe wouldn't have gone in the first round at all if there were no strike or lockout looming and free agency was readily available. They'd probably have Cobb from Philadelphia or McNabb by now. So these are folks who spend a lot of time looking at the draft, and we want to talk to them because I think their information has value, and I've been looking at it and observing it over several years, and they are very accurate folks when you look two or three years after the draft, which of course is more important than doing a draft to figure out how many players are going to go in your top 30. Brad McPherson is the gentleman who's known as Blue Bullet, and he sent me his top 15 list, so I want to pass it along to you. At number 1, he has Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Number 2, Adam Larson. Jonathan Huberdeau clocks in at number 3. Gabriel Landeskog at number 4. Dougie Hamilton at 5. Sean Couturier at 6, which I think is the consensus for him now. Looks like he's going to go right at the end of the lottery picks, around 6 or 7. Ryan Strome at 7. Ryan Murphy at 8. Murphy is holding steady. Hamilton is up and down, wavering a little bit, but Murphy seems to be holding steady around that 8 spot. Duncan Siemens at number 9. He's a Western Hockey League kid and a guy who's done very well as the season has progressed, and didn't really hurt that his team was had a quick exit in the WHL playoffs. He seems to be able to hang in there. Mika Zibanejad is a guy who's getting a lot of play after the under 18, and we're going to have Kirk Ludicky on for the Bruins Draft Watch in the next couple of weeks and talk about him and some other European kids like Joel Armia, a big Finn who's an interesting player. Brad McPherson, Blue Bullet, has Nathan Beaulieu at number 11. That's fairly high for the player that he is. We'll get him on in the next few weeks to talk about that. Mark McNeil, who is a player we've talked about as a possible Edmonton Oilers pick at number 19. He's a two-way center, a bit of a power forward, and a guy who is definitely on the radar of any NHL team that has a need or somewhat of weakness at center. Armia is number 13 on Brad's list. Sven Barchi at number 14. He seems to have some cachet right now. Jonas Brodin is at number 15. That's Brad's list, Blue Bullet. If you missed it earlier, today the Hockey News draft issue is out. Their top 10 is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Adam Larson, Gabriel Landeskog, Sean Couturier, Huberdeau at 5, Ryan Strome at 6, Ryan Murphy at number 7, Barchi at 8, Zach Phillips, who's getting some play in the Q playoffs, he's at number 9, and Dougie Hamilton at number 10. My list is doesn't resemble anybody's. I still have Sean Couturier at number 1. I really do believe he's a player we're going to be talking about in the next 3 years or so as someone who should have gone at least in the top 3 along with Larson and probably Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Doesn't look like he's going to go there, but there's there's a lot that you can talk about with Sean Couturier. A great face-off guy, a two-way player. He certainly played at an elite level in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League at 2 years in a row. Would have likely led the Q in points again this year. Didn't because he missed some time because he was on the World Junior team, the only draft-eligible kid to be on the World Junior team. So lots of arguing still to come, and it doesn't look like I'm going to get my way, but that's okay too, because, hey, you know what? The Edmonton Oilers know more about drafting than I do, and Stu McGregor will make the right choice for the Edmonton Oilers in late April, and I still think there might be a trade possible. Nation Radio and Edmonton Sports Radio, Team 1260. We're live every week at the Pint. We've certainly enjoyed our time here. We'll be back next Saturday. I want to thank our guest, Ian Walker, from the Vancouver Sun. A little bit about the Canucks, a little bit about the Preds. We also talked to Todd Nelson from the Oklahoma City Barons, and he passed along some of the kids that he doesn't expect back, including Jeff Petrie, Linus Omark, and Timo Hartikainen. We talked about Scott Cullen from TSN about the Edmonton Oilers and their summer plans, and some very interesting free agents that we might see coming this way, including Marty Reisner, who has always been a big favorite for Edmonton Oilers fans, and of course Anton Lander. Talked a little bit about his signing and looking forward to the fall. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nation Radio, live at the Pint. We're back next Saturday. Make sure to join us.